presenting Chapter 5 of War Comes to Harry Nile.
The matinee has just started. Wait for my eyes to adjust. The only light is from the screen, so gray pinstripe doesn't stand out. And besides, it's a steam bath in there, so he'd have taken off the coat. On top of that, I don't have any idea what he looks like. But I walk down the center aisle anyway, like I'm looking for a seat. Then I turn around and walk back up the aisle. Every face is turned toward the screen. Every face except one. It's a guy on an aisle seat with his head down and his left hand over his face. He's not wearing a shirt, only a dark-colored undershirt. On his lap, he's holding a coat. I stop beside him, and at first he doesn't look up. Then I put my hand on his bare shoulder, and he jerks his head up, and I see he's a kid with a GI haircut. But that's all I see, because in one sweeping motion from under the coat, he brings up his right hand, and it's holding a .45 automatic. I knock his hand aside as I feel the bullet go through the top of my ear, but his second shot goes wild, but he doesn't finish me off. Instead, he jumps up over some empty seats and takes off up the aisle, dumping his coat on the floor. I pick it up. It's a gray pinstripe. I grab it and run out of the theater into the street, and I catch just a glimpse of him on the corner where Molino Street ends at Alameda. He stops for just a second to look back. He sees me, then runs out into traffic, holding the pants up with one hand and the gun in the other. And seconds later, when I get to where he was standing, I lose sight of him. But there's only one place for him to go on the other side of Alameda, and that's into Union Station.